good. Did you ask me to call you back or what?
No, no, I was supposed to call you back. An emergency came up. I'm sorry.
Oh, really, really? I didn't hear you well. That's why.
No, you know, you heard me well. I was supposed to call you back, but a small emergency came up. I apologize. Okay.
All right.
So, got an update for you. So, got an approval for the equipment from Trust One. Because the equipment is on, this equipment takes different times to get to you, and one of the confusions is we should pay the vendors before shipment technically, but one of the whole issues is when we do these deliveries, and I looked at your file, it's going to make more sense to do two separate schedules. That means one equipment loan for the equipment from Trust One, we're going to do both, and one equipment probably for the equipment for the other vendor. And the only reason is the delivery. We don't want to hold up. Yeah, we don't want to hold up paying someone or doing a final check off. Like, it's not fair to one. It's not fair to you or your dealers to have some equipment delivered and then be waiting. Do you get what I mean? It can cause complexity. So I've got your first approval for Trust One. I can send you documents on that today. I can probably also go over the terms and conditions for the second approval. In terms of the working capital refinance, that should be approved today. The only thing they might want from me is some more bank statements, and if they need that, I'll let you know. But what I want to go over is go over the equipment from Trust One real quick, okay?
Okay, and also Trust One and the Intelligentsia comes out today. Intelligentsia comes out today too, right?
They're going to come out?
When is the documents going to be ready, Intelligentsia?
Oh, both. Both are going to be done today. I'm going to request both today. They probably will be both be made today. If not, it'll be first thing tomorrow morning. But if you need, if you're out of town, where are you going out of town?
Las Vegas show, the merchandise show. That's the.
What city?
Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. So I understand that you don't. Go ahead.
And also, Wednesday next week, Wednesday, I'm trip to Korea.
Oh, Korea. So you want this all done before you go to Korea?
Yeah, because of Monday and the Tuesday.
I understood. So what I'll do is this. We will make sure this is done today and tomorrow. If you're going to be in Vegas, I will send you documents, and I will send you a prepaid FedEx Express slip, so you can always FedEx it back to me. You can always do this from your hotel. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. I can do with the email everything, right?
Yes, absolutely. So let's go over. I'll send you an email. You print it out. And then one of the documents you're going to have to FedEx to me, but I'll include a FedEx Express slip. So you just go to FedEx. You give them the slip, they send it to you. It's already paid for you to send it, so it's and it has our address on it. So let's go over.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's go over. So basically, we're going to knock everything out for you. We're going to get both equipment orders done, and I'm also working on the working capital refinance at better rates. The only thing I might need are some additional bank statements. So just to be on the safe side, if you want, I might need you to send me over your Chase bank statement for April, May, and June, just to be, I'm sorry, March, April, and May.
Okay, I'm going to send you March, April, and May. I'm going to send you right away. Okay?
Perfect. So let's go go ahead. Let's go over the equipment from
Trust One. Okay, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
No worries. Let's go over the equipment from Trust One, but I cut you off. What were you saying?
And also, how long is it going to installment, or what is that? How long I have to pay? How much is going to be? You're going to...
For the equipment? Okay, yeah, I'm going to go through all your options right now. So there's the equipment is... Basically, I have two goals for you. The first thing is to get the equipment done at terms that you want to do, whatever makes you happy. And then on the working capital, I'm going to give you an approval. And my goal is just to give you a cheaper approval. I know who Everest is. I know their rates are expensive. Our rates for cash are cheaper than theirs, so hopefully you'll be happy, but there's no pressure. So we're not going to pressure into anything. It's completely your choice, okay?
Yeah, so it makes me happy, okay?
I'm trying. I just got the emergency I was dealing with on a Trust Funds customer, so I'm always working hard. So let's bring this up. So,
all right, sir. And, how long are you going to have an installment plan for the equipment loan? How long it take? 4 years, 5 years like that?
So let me go over your options. So when you do an equipment loan, it's completely your choice. You can do anything as little as 2 years. You can do anything as long as 5 years, whatever you want to do. Now,
and the option to buy, right?
No, so here's the best part. It's not a lease. You're going to own the equipment. It's going to be a finance agreement. So you don't have to do an option to buy. It's just your equipment. You own it from the first
day. Right. Good. So whenever I pay the full, so that's always mine, right?
Correct.
Okay, sir. Okay.
All right. So let's take a look at this. So the first thing is we're going to go over the equipment from Trust One. So the equipment you're trying to get from Trust One, are you trying to do something as long as possible or do something kind of short term?
No, I will think about it. Like 3 years, 4 years, I will think about it.
Okay. So let me give you some options. I'm going to do the longest term and then work backwards and then go over these options. So let's go over this. Dun, 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 dun. So bear with me. So I've got the Trust One invoice and it includes tax, correct?
Mm-hmm. Everything included.
Perfect.
So when is approved? When is approved everything? So the equipment goes in the 1 month later. Is it? I can arrange a time to get into our shop, right? Because of my.
Oh yeah, yeah. We handle all the payments to the vendors. That's our responsibility. But mm-hmm. you can always work with the vendor on what your payment plan is. That's completely fine. So
you have to know that when you pay right now, I'm losing 1 month of that's why you don't understand what I mean.
I understand. The vendors require generally for us to pay them up front. No, none of the vendors that I work with, none of them are going to say, "Hey, yeah, just I'll ship the equipment and then you pay me on delivery." And the reason why they don't do that is because there's people that. The final step of the process is we call you to confirm you have the equipment. Hey, William, do you have the equipment? Yes or no? And there's customers that get equipment and then stop answering their phone. And so the vendor is always required to be paid up front. But I'm going to walk you through the options on you can tell me kind of what you would like to do, and we will take it from there. Okay?
Okay. So when I'm going to arrange with when the merchandise come, so that time you pay, then we start to that is a start the loan date, right?
We pay the vendor before they ship the equipment, either 50 or 100%. Most of the people require 100%. So when we pay them is when the payments start. Now, you're going to prepay us. Do it signing with your documents is going to be your first and last payment and a small documentation fee. So you're going to have your first and last month covered. Like, let me give you an example. It's September 15th. So let's say we pay them today. That means that September 15th to October 15th would be prepaid, and so your second payment would be due October 15th, okay?
Okay. So when I sign, you going to pay them right away, or so I ask you when you pay them?
We would pay them within a day or two after receiving your signed documents, making sure everything looks good.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay.
So let's give you some options. My suggestion is because the cash you're borrowing is really expensive, is to do something longer, but it's completely your choice. So if we do this over 5 years, you'd have two payments down and 58 remaining. For the equipment for Trust One sales, here are some options. If you do this over 5 years, your monthly payment will be $7.70 a month and 29 cents. If you wanted to do this over 4 years, your payment would be $9.31 a month. And if you wanted to do this over 3 years, your payment would be $12.07 a month and 51 cents.
No, 4 years is good.
Okay, 4 years? That's fine. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the first set of documents made for this equipment right now. I'm going to get to request them. Once I have the final numbers for the equipment for, is it Bella Vita? How do you say it?
Bella Vita is a DBA name.
No, the name of your vendor. Your Intelligentsia, sorry. So once I have the exact terms for Intelligentsia, I will give you a call, and we'll go over those. I would like you to send me those other bank statements when you have a chance, though, okay, for Chase.
Okay. I'm gonna send you the April, May, June, 3 months with the Chase, too, okay?
That's all I need is Chase. I don't need Bank of America, okay?
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks a ton.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you.